are living in urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, my friends, good afternoon. It's May 1st, 2023. I'm coming live to you today, and it is the feast, if you didn't know it, of St. Joseph the Worker. So be sure to pray to him today to intercede before God the Father. He's such a powerful intercessor. So let us begin with prayer. And I felt led to begin with the St. Michael prayer because there is a storm, of course. I'm in another state that's surrounding us, not just rain. And our special guest today has had some near misses and some strange things happen. So we're going to pray protection upon this broadcast because we know the Lord has called it forth. In the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of Heavenly Hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl around the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And Lord Jesus, we pray protection upon all of our radio equipment, the airwaves, upon our guests, upon all our homes and family. And we pray that this program is powerful and will touch many, many souls. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, first of all, we have Gloria Coyne. She will be our special guest today. And we're going to be talking about, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit really necessary? Is it really, really necessary? Many people speak about it. Gloria will be approaching this topic, and she will be speaking on other topics as well as the Holy Spirit leads us. But if you don't know who Gloria Coyne is, let me give you a little background on Gloria Coyne. In 1996, the Blessed Mother was instrumental in bringing Gloria Coyne back to the one true faith. Yes. And she asked the Lord to show her how to use her gifts and talents to serve him and to continue to build up his kingdom. Well, God took her up on the offer, and he's always provided new and exciting challenges in her ministry and service. Now, after developing a great devotion to the Holy Spirit, she was led to the Charismatic Renewal in 1996. That's a long time ago. She has been the bishop's appointed liaison for the Charismatic Renewal since 2008. She has also served on the National Service Council, the National Service Committee, and the Association of Diocesan Liaisons, and most recently on the Pentecost Today USA Board. Gloria has also served on the Board of Catholic Charities, the Archbishop's Benefit for Children here in Philadelphia, and currently on the Catholic Social Services Community-Based Services. She was the administrator, by the way, for the World Meeting of Families International Charismatic Event in 2015. And Gloria was one of two liaisons invited to the Vatican in 2019 to launch the Charis Initiative. She's been married to her husband, Joe, for over 40 years and is a member of the St. Ignatius of Loyola Parish community. Gloria has been around the block in terms of answering questions on the renewal. And in discussion with her yesterday, she actually brought up about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and some great writings that are out there right now. But there is so much confusion in terms of the renewal. Some people say, oh, the renewal is not from God. Well, it is. And our archdiocese, of course, approves the charismatic renewal in the prayer groups, as well as internationally. Many of you know Dr. Ralph Martin, Sister Ann Shields, many notables who were present during the early days of the charismatic renewal. So today we're going to be talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What is it? And is it really necessary? And by the way, if you're listening, stay with us, because the Lord could lead Gloria to inviting all who listen today to a renewal of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or an initiation of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. One never knows when Gloria is on the air how the Lord will lead us. So I'm very excited to have her on the air with us today. And many of you know that Kathleen McCarthy has been involved in a renewal, I believe, over 50 plus years. Many of the locutions she receives from the Lord are received in front of the Blessed Sacrament in a prayer meeting. So Kathleen is also charismatic. So charismatics are approved by the Roman Catholic Church. It's not some spinoff that many people believe it is. And it's sad, because once you tap into the power of the Holy Spirit, your life will change. So if you're hurting today, or you think you're channel surfing on your car, on Alexa, on iHeart or Odyssey, or even WTMR 800 AM radio, you are not. You're listening because this is a power-packed radio broadcast. I don't want you to miss it. So God willing, Gloria can call in without any problems, and we'll connect from two different states and see how the Lord and the Holy Spirit want to minister to you. And I want to thank you personally on behalf of Kathleen McCarthy and In His Sign Catholic Radio Network for your ongoing support of this amazing radio apostolate. Kathleen just came back from a retreat up at Rosa Mystica in New York with Father James Blunt. And I'm sure tomorrow she will be sharing some amazing information and stories. She told me today on the phone, it was so powerful. If it wasn't, she would say, it wasn't really powerful. But even though she was drenched from head to toe, she wanted to share how God worked in so many powerful ways. So I can't wait to hear her broadcast tomorrow, which is live on WTMR 800 AM or on Facebook. If you go to her Facebook page, you can actually see her and hear her and watch her and chat with her. So she's on from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, and of course Thursday with Father Dermot Roche. So I ask that you tune in today for the special broadcast with Gloria Cooley, and let's see how the Holy Spirit's going to roll out the next 45 to 50 minutes. I'm waiting for her to dial in, and God willing, everything is okay, because we're two states apart. And she said that she would be dialing in via a landline. So I'm very excited to have her. It's been a long time since I've chatted with her on the air. So Gloria Coyne, extraordinaire woman who truly believes in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, lives it, acts it, shares it. And so today she wants to share these gifts with you who are listening. So be sure to stay with me when she calls in, my friends. Be sure to stay with us. And if you're traveling through Philadelphia, I know some people who are listening who are in their cars leaving work, and others who are from other states and perhaps other countries, I ask that you open your heart to the Lord today in a very powerful way. Open your arms to the Lord and just say, I want you. I surrender my life to you. This is the way to salvation, total surrender to the Lord in all things, good, bad, and ugly, right? Now, if you listen to Kathleen over all these years, you'll learn that God works in mysterious ways, and he wants you to watch him work. The Lord wants you to watch him work in your life, and no matter how dark it seems today to you, our special listener, God has a plan for you. I always believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I always believe, no matter how dark or dismal or forsaken you may feel today, that God has a plan. It has happened over and over in my life, and I'm sure it will happen over and over in your life if you open your eyes and heart to him in a special way. So, Frank, I'm waiting for Gloria to call in, I pray. She's been two credit cards hacked today, losing numbers. We said it's going to be a powerful program. So, Lord Jesus, we ask through the power of the Holy Spirit that Gloria is able to connect with us today from her home office, and we pray for a miracle, Lord Jesus, a miracle, that this happens, because as of an hour and a half ago, everything was fine and she had the numbers. So, Lord Jesus, we just praise you and thank you for all that you're about. We praise and thank you that if Gloria, if something has happened with her landline, that we pray right now that it be restored. And we pray that she actually call the studio for the number, whatever it is that's happening that's interrupting our time together, Lord Jesus. We praise and thank you for that. And we praise and thank you for the topic of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm hoping that Frank can hear me. Oh, she just texted me. She's still trying to call through. There must be a problem again. Frank, Basil, if you can get Maureen to call Gloria. Gloria is still trying to call through. There's a problem with the line. She's been having problems on all day. So I'm going to give her the number again. She's been having problems again with the phone lines. And so I'm praying that I'm going to type it in now, see what we get. So let's pray, my friends, that she's okay to come on the air. I just sent it again to her. She's had nothing but obstacles today. And everything that she has touched, it's been an obstacle. So again, we're praying for the power of the Holy Spirit to let her call through, and everything will be fine. In Jesus' holy name, and St. Michael, the Archangel, be with us and protect us. And it was my sense before we even began the show that we needed to pray protection on this broadcast. So Gloria, I know you can hear us, but you can't seem to connect through to the radio studio, so I'm not sure what's going on here. Gloria, do we have you? No. This is unbelievable, my friend. So let us pray again. Well, do I have you now, Gloria? Gloria? This is amazing. St. Michael, free the lines. Let everything be clear. Gloria Coyne, we're waiting for you. I know you're on the line. Are you having problems hearing? No. I'm not sure what's going on, but St. Michael, right now, clear the lines. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Gloria, do we have you yet on the air? Okay, I hope I'm being heard on the air.
I'm sorry, and we don't have her phone number.
Okay, I just sent it to her for the studio, and she said she can't get through. I sent it to her again. She said she cannot get through. She just texted me. We're live on the air, my friends. So I don't have it on the air, but I just texted her the number, and she said it's not coming through. So the Lord has a sense of humor when it comes to the power of the Holy Spirit. So again, I texted it to her just now again and said, try now. So I'm not sure what's going on. So Frank, as long as I'm on the air, this has been the kind of day that Gloria has been experiencing. It has been unbelievable. So as we wait for Gloria, We're going to talk about St. Joseph because I want to save the topic for her in terms of baptism of the Holy Spirit. So we have you, Gloria.
Hi, Ann. How are you doing?
Lord have mercy. I thought I would never get you on the air.
Well, you know, El Diablo, he has his way sometimes.
Not today. Not today. I thought, no. What in the world is happening? I don't have you on the air.
Well, are you all right there with this? Everything okay with this?
Yes, I can hear you now. And thank you, Jesus, that you're on the air with us. I gave a little background of what you're going to talk about and what we shared yesterday about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Is it really necessary for our listeners to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, Gloria?
I absolutely think it is because it's transforming. I was saying before, we just finished quite a number of Life in the Spirit seminars, and we have more coming up. And, you know, I was baptized, and then I had my confirmation when I was 8 years old. And so, you know, you receive the gifts of baptism, and you receive, you know, these gifts of confirmation. And you have them, and you don't really, you know, like, at 8 years old, I didn't really quite comprehend what was important about these gifts. You know, I know it made an indelible mark on my soul, and I know it gave me some gifts, but I didn't really use them. And I found out, not until I was an adult, that all of these gifts I had, but I wasn't really tapping into that. It was transforming because of the fact that I was trying to run my own life instead of letting the Lord run my life. So when you go through the Life in the Spirit, or you actually make the Lord, you know, make Jesus the Lord of your life, things change dramatically. I always say, you know, you have a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan. Well, they went right out the windows once I did that, and I made the Lord of my life because of the fact that he had ideas from the beginning of time for my gifts and talents that he wanted me to use to help build up the kingdom. We're all so necessary in that mystical body of Christ. You know, we need to have, like, if you think of a regular body, we need to have a hand, and you need to have a foot, and they all do different functions, and so we're all needed to bring about right now the kingdom of God. And I think it's important because when the Holy Spirit takes over a person, you say, all right, lead me, guide me. It's the Spirit of Jesus that he's given us. It is such a beautiful gift. You know, we just finished Easter, and you think about Jesus on the cross and our salvation, and he opened up, you know, the gates of heaven for us, and you think about, you know, what he did, and he restored the relationship between man and God, and that should have been enough. But besides that, then he gives us the Holy Spirit and his Spirit, and that's to always be with us. So we're supposed to go and to use the Holy Spirit. He's, you know, our teacher. He leads us into holiness. You know, it is truly transforming. We just finished the ADL, convocation. It was the Association of Diocesan Liaisons, and we are coming out with a booklet that's going to be given to every bishop and every cardinal all about baptism in the Holy Spirit. And it traces the Holy Spirit and the gifts and what the saints have said throughout the centuries. And the first 8 centuries and what the, you know, the early church fathers talked about in the Holy Spirit. And after Pentecost, it was normative for us to function with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And we don't use those gifts today unless you actually turn your life over again to the Holy Spirit. This priest gave a really good analogy. He was saying, if you take a glass of milk and you pour in some chocolate syrup, you know, what happens? The chocolate syrup kind of like settles down to the bottom of the glass, and you have milk and you've got the chocolate syrup. But if you stir the two together, then you have the chocolate milk. So we need to stir up our gifts. And it's just surprising to see, and I'm grateful because I understand how God has used me and my gifts now in this life. Nothing that I ever trained for, planned for, intended to do, but he knew what he wanted me to do for him. And I always say it's a great adventure with surrender. And Ann, look what he's done in your life. Look at all the things you've accomplished for the Lord in your life. And that's because you gave your yes to the Lord. You have an incredible ministry and have had it for many, many years. So besides all of the wonderful things that God had planned for us from the beginning of time, I know the plans I have for you. He has gone and he's saying, okay, now you're just not you. You are part of a whole body, and I need you to do the work that needs to be done today. You know, we talk about you were born for such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to be in the culture. We're supposed to be countercultural. And if you see the people that are out there now, they're just, first of all, you see what's going on with just the lawlessness, you know, and there's no respect for life. And you see families being torn apart. You know, you see the fact that you're not allowed to mention God or prayer in school. You know, I was actually, years ago, I worked at, at a Franciscan soup kitchen with some other people. And they said, you can serve the meals, but you're not allowed to talk about God. And they said, the reason you do that is because you lose the funding. Well, that's just wrong. That's not what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be evangelizing and bringing people to the light of Christ. So baptism in the Holy Spirit is really important. It's not a new sacrament. It's not like you're getting a new sacrament. You're really just unleashing all the gifts that you've already been given in a different way. And I just find it fascinating as I study this more. You can have a gift that's a charism, your particular charism. Say, for instance, you play the piano, and then next thing you know, you say, I'm going to go and do some praise and worship. Well, your gift now becomes a charism because it's taken to a higher level by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, teaching. You have teaching, and then, you've seen priests and you. I mean, when you're giving these talks, you see that the Holy Spirit comes upon a person and the talk takes on a higher level because you're functioning in the charism that you've been given. You can have the charism that is a permanent charism, and there are temporary charisms. This one particular priest is an introvert. He doesn't mind me telling the story, and he's a great teacher. And he said that he doesn't mind teaching, but when he goes and he gives retreats, because he's an introvert, he doesn't like to speak to people. So he said, Lord, you're going to have to give me the gift of hospitality. And when he goes out and he does these things, then he feels comfortable, and because people come up to him and they ask him questions, and then he's okay. So you can have temporary charisms. If you're a parent, you know, you don't know how to maybe answer a teenager. You know, is this the time when I should be giving them some discipline, or is this the time when I need to give them some mercy? So you can function in charisms for parenting. You know, there are so many gifts and talents that are needed in our church today, administration. There are gifts of teaching, of hospitality. So the church needs us today more than ever, you know. We see that after COVID destroyed the churches and the parishes and what they've done. And they even actually, you know, obviously they affected our prayer groups because we weren't allowed to pray in prayer groups for quite some time. But things are coming back, and I'm so excited because we're seeing what's happening now. We did in January in St. Catherine of Siena and Wayne, kind of happened quickly, which is how the Holy Spirit does things sometimes. We had a pop-up praise and worship because we, you know, David sent in the praisers before the battle. So we decided, let's just have a praise and worship. And we're going to do this, but we're not going to bring our agendas in. We're not going to bring in our to-do lists right now. We're just going to praise God just because he's God. And I want to tell you how powerful that was. That was incredible. And we have... we did in the first week in January, we had 5 healing masses going on in the same week throughout the Archdiocese. We've never had that. We have a Life in the Spirit that's going on in Montgomery County right now at the St. Philip Neri Church. We have a Life in the Spirit that's going on in Chester County at Our Lady of Consolation in Parksburg. We have another praise and worship, a pop-up praise and worship going on at Holy Trinity in Morrisville. We have a charismatic retreat that we're doing.
Praise and worship?
Pardon me?
What is a pop-up praise and worship? I
That's
love that term.
Go.
What
we're
is a pop-up praise and worship?
And praise God. And I just want to tell you that we let the Holy Spirit run this. It's not exactly a prayer meeting. We just say, we're just praising you just because. Just because you're God. And it's extremely powerful. Everybody has been touched. It's really, it's just been, it's something that we said, let's try it. And people really liked it, so we're going to keep doing it. You know, it's not an official a prayer group. You know, we're not having a teaching per se, but we're just letting the Spirit lead us. So the one that we're doing in Morrisville, we're going to be doing it from 1 to 3, and that's going to be on May 21st with Father Joseph Ida. And, again, just coming together just to praise the Lord for no other reason. You know, God delights in the prayers of his people, so...
Well, my friends, if you're just tuning in, our special guest today is Gloria Coyne, and we're talking about, do we really need the baptism of the Holy Spirit? And I want you to stay with us because eventually during this broadcast, right, Gloria, we're going to reinvite people to offer their lives to the Lord and for a renewal of that baptism of the Holy Spirit to happen in the lives of all of our listeners. But, you know, I'm really interested because we don't read it so much because the media is so afraid to say it. You know, the university in Kentucky and
That's
in
right.
the Bronx, there is a revival of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. What's happening?
Well, if you're anything about that Asbury revival, that's exactly what happened. They started out with just praising the Lord. And next thing you know, they ended up having like 50,000 people. And so they eventually, they ended it on the like the National Collegiate Day of Prayer, which was interesting because all these young adults all across the country were getting together on this final day and praying. So God never abandons his children, never. So, again, he's bringing people over to him, and that's one way to do that. And as you mentioned, Bronx. With what was going on in the Bronx with the prayer teams. The people just came in, and they just had the praise music there. They had about 600 people. They had the Blessed Sacrament, and they were just praying and praising the Lord. And they, you know, it just kept on going. So that's what I'm saying, that it kind of takes on a life of its own. People really, as they begin to praise, you know, think of all the things that you can praise God for. How many things do we take for granted in our daily lives that we don't praise God for? I mean, little things. So I try to become aware of those, and I try to bring that out as much as I possibly can. You know, when I eat a meal, you know, thank you, we bless our meals. I try to think of the ingredients that went into the meal. I think about the people that, you know, the farmers that helped produce the crops that we're eating. You know, so like all the things, all the graces and gifts God's given us that you don't think about. You just take it for granted because it's there. So this is an opportunity to just praise God for everything, you know, that you have, you're getting up in the morning, that you have your next breath, and that he's called you to do this work for him. It's everyone that has gone through the Life in the Spirit seminars or that has had the baptism in the Holy Spirit has always said the same thing. It's transforming. I said to Archbishop Chaput one time, he said, is there really a need for the baptism in the Holy Spirit? And I said, well, I said, do you know so-and-so and so-and-so? He said, uh-huh. I said, well, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit and they went on to do this. He goes, oh. And then I said, well, do you know so-and-so? He said, uh-huh. I said, well, they were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and then they went on to do this. And so we went through a few examples. And these were great works for the church in Philadelphia. And I said, and I wouldn't be sitting here today in front of you if I weren't baptized in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely. It gives you an opportunity to use all the gifts and talents for the Lord. there was a woman, she was an evangelist and a teacher. I don't know if you've heard from her, healer, I should say, Catherine Coleman.
Yes.
And she had a great healing ministry, and she said, a reporter had asked her one day, why do you think you have such a great healing ministry? And she said, well, God told me that he asked 40 other people before me, but I'm the first one that said yes.
Amen.
So,
my friends, we're going to cut to a commercial, and when we come back, dear listeners, we're going to talk a little bit about Catherine Coleman and the baptism of the Holy Spirit and a whole suitcase of spiritual items. So stay tuned.
To you, our faithful family of listeners, no words can express how much we appreciate your standing in the gap with us here at In His Sign Catholic Radio. It is truly your amazing prayer power, your undaunting commitment that has enabled us to stay on the air, no doubt about it. Be assured of our daily prayers, not only for you, but for your families as well. We pray that God will continue to bless you as you bless us. To join us and become a ministry partner, visit our website at inhissign.com or give us a call at 610-527-2906.
My friends, you're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done, heard every Monday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. Our special guest today is Gloria Coyne. Gloria is the bishop's appointed liaison for the Charismatic Renewal, and she's been in this position since 2008. She's also served on the National Service Council, the National Service Committee, and the Association of Diocesan Liaisons, and most recently, my friends, on the Pentecost Today USA Board. My friends, it is a thrill to be with Gloria Coyne today, and we're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and is it really necessary? I'm thinking, Gloria, of all the young people who have just made the Sacrament of Confirmation this spring or this fall. I know that my own family and some friends, they just don't get it, how powerful a sacrament confirmation is. You know, baptism of the Holy Spirit isn't being, is it, put in water. It's to receive the Holy Spirit by placing your heart in the heart of Christ. So explain the difference between confirmation and baptism of the Holy Spirit, if there is a difference.
Well, you receive the gifts in confirmation, but again, it's giving that yes to the gifts and saying, to open it up. If you have a child and you give the child a gift, you know, what's the first thing they do? They go and rip open the package and they want to open up the gift. So you've received the gifts, but you're not activating them. And baptism in the Holy Spirit allows you to activate those gifts that God has given you. So what I find is interesting is that it used to be, well, if you think of it this way, charismatic renewal used to be considered a movement, but movements are founded by people, and this is different. And Pope Francis clarified that, and basically this is something with charismatic renewal that has a focus on baptism in the Holy Spirit. This is basically a grace for the entire church. So he wants to spread the grace of baptism in the Holy Spirit, and that's why, again, there is going to be a booklet given to every single bishop, every single cardinal that explains opening up the graces and gifts that a person has. When people get involved, and I've seen this so many years now, and they are baptized in the Holy Spirit, their whole life changes, even for their parish, their Eucharistic ministers. They get involved in church activities. They use their gifts and talents to build up their church, their parish community. they give, actually, honestly, they understand giving in a financial level to the churches. So, you know, we say time, talent, and treasure. So they become more generous. I know many people that tithe, and ones that tithe, a lot of them have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. So it's just, again, it's transforming. You can live your life on your own, or you can live it with the power of the Holy Spirit guiding everything that you do. And it's much more fun to do it with the Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of the living God. The other thing that's really important is that, you know, you try to read Scripture on your own. It's a little difficult. After I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit for myself, then the Holy Spirit was teaching me, and he was leading me to different places in Scripture. And I started to understand what it was. So it was a fascinating journey, and he continues to teach me. I continue to go and to learn from the Holy Spirit. You know, Teresa of Lisieux became a doctor of the church, and she didn't venture very far from her home, but she was taught by the Holy Spirit. You know, many of the saints, again, they had these experiences of the Holy Spirit. What's the great blessing right now is that the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all of us. So this is a grace that's available to everyone right now, at this point in time in history, and we should take advantage of it.
Well, Gloria, if we have listeners today who are not familiar with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, how would you invite them right at this moment, no matter what your faith journey is, invite them to embrace the baptism of the Holy Spirit and to surrender one's life to the Lord?
Well, it's a very simple thing. If they want to give their life to the Lord right now, I have a little prayer that they can repeat after me. And this basically, it's simple, because God keeps things simple for us. But if you want to invite Jesus to become the Lord of your life today and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, all you need to do is to say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I renounce Satan and all my sinful ways that keep me separated from you. I thank you for dying on the cross in order to save me from my sins, and with your resurrection, bring to me new life in you. I wish to surrender myself to you and follow you as the Lord of my heart. I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit and in power, and that I might follow you more closely and love you more deeply all the days of my life. Let the gifts of the Holy Spirit come alive in me. In your precious name I pray, amen."
That's beautiful. And so for those individuals who perhaps, Gloria, used to go to prayer meetings, and either they're elderly or they can't, or they don't even have the desire anymore to go to prayer meetings, what would you say to this listener right now who feels lost and who's saying, "I already did all this and nothing happened with my life. I went through this honeymoon period and now I'm dry as bones"? What would you say to this listener?
The Lord never gives up on us. And so, you know, I would say try again. We have many people that have been involved in charismatic renewal in the past. And there is something that happens, you know, if you let that flame die out. But the Holy Spirit's there again. Just invite him back in again. You know, that's all you need to do. It's very simple. God keeps it simple for us. We're not that smart. So, you know, he called us sheep, and they're not that smart. So that's all you have to do, is just go and to reignite that flame again. We've had people, I'm just amazed this year. I really have been amazed at what's been going on. People have been coming up and saying, "We haven't had a prayer group for a number of years. We haven't had a healing mass like for 15 years. Just recently at Our Lady of Fatima, they haven't had a healing mass. I think it's been at least a good 10, 12 years. And they said, "Oh, you know, well, we used to do that in the past. We'll try it again." And the priest, Father Slobodan, he's really great. He's a pastor. He went out and he looked before we were having one of our healing masses, and he didn't see many people out in the pews. And so he said, I'm going to go back and feed my dogs, and then I'll come back over. And when he came back, the church was packed. Now, why was it packed? You couldn't even get a spot in the parking lot. It's because there's a hunger and a thirst for the Lord. He's the only one that can fill people's hungers, thirsts, and needs. Everybody needs healing at some level. We have healing masses. We haven't done a healing mass for years at St. Ignatius. We had we did the healing mass, and we had prayer teams ready to pray over people for personal prayer. And we actually had ribbons that we put on the pews, and we were going to have the prayer teams behind each one of the empty pews to pray for people. The church was completely packed, so we had to rethink about how we were going to do this because we had so many people. And they weren't charismatics. They were the general population of the church. Mm-hmm. It blesses the whole church. So not only do we pray for the people that were there, but we prayed for the ones that, you know, or occasionally they go to Sunday Mass and that's it. And they all came up and they said, you know, this was so wonderful. This was so beautiful. They see the church and they see it in action, which is different than sometimes just going to a Sunday Mass and fulfilling your Sunday, quote, obligation. That doesn't mm-hmm. sound very exciting. So this is your faith in action when you actually get involved with the Holy Spirit. We have, we have a charismatic retreat that we do each year. This year we're doing it at Malvern, and we have Ralph Martin and we have Dr. Mary Healy. Both have been speakers at our annual conference in the past. In addition to that, these are some of the topics that we're going to be talking about. Living as Catholics in challenging times, our response to the challenges, power went forth from him, walking in the supernatural, chosen from eternity to live this moment in time. And we also have Mass, adoration, and healing service, and personal time for prayer. At the cathedral for Pentecost, we're having, with these Life in the Spirits, we're inviting everyone that's been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and now that your listeners have said their prayer, they're invited as well, to come down to the cathedral. And we're going to have, for those that have not been, that are going through the programs right now, we're going to have them baptized in the Holy Spirit by Father Dennis Gill. And we're asking those that have already been baptized to recommit themselves once again to the Holy Spirit. So it's going to be a beautiful night. We're like bringing the people into the church at Easter. It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit, and you have the baptism, you might get a wow moment, mm-hmm. but it might be something simple that you're not even aware of that happens gradually. So don't feel that if you said that prayer, like, well, gee, I should feel different, or something should happen, or I should have some mountaintop experience. That doesn't mean that the Holy Spirit's not working in you right now. As soon as you opened your heart and you invited him in, he started working. So I really believe right now that you have all of these people, all of your listeners, and Catherine of Siena, you know, she gave that great quote about, you know, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Mm-hmm. And with baptism in the Holy Spirit, that's exactly what happens.
So, Gloria, when is the charismatic retreat at Malvern with Dr. Mary Healy and Dr. Ralph Martin?
That's going to be the weekend of June 9, 10, and 11.
And how about the reconsecration and dedication at the cathedral for Life in the Spirit people who, and if you just prayed the prayer, you're welcome to come. So when is this?
That's on the Pentecost Vigil at Saturday, May 27th. There is an extended Pentecost Vigil Father Gill does at the 5:15 Mass. And then we're going to have at 7:30 Power and Praise Celebration with the Holy Spirit.
Well,
and again, we have the pop-up Praise and Worship over
at
Holy Trinity
Church. I said, it'll be pop-up Power and Praise.
Pop-up Power and Praise, that's right.
I expect for a revival to happen here in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I absolutely expect it. And
I agree with you, being on the air,
by the things that are happening, by the people who are dedicated to surrendering their lives to the Lord, I know that what is happening all over the world will happen in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, a very blessed archdiocese.
Again, I've never seen things happening at this level for quite some time. Things that, just as I said, like prayer groups that, you know, well, gee, we haven't had a prayer group in years. Like, we have to have a prayer group again. You know, we haven't had a healing mass in years. We need to have a healing mass again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't had a praise and worship in years. We have to have a praise and worship now. So all of these things are happening that haven't happened in quite some time. It reminds me of, the Wizard of Oz when they were going through the field of poppies.
Yeah.
They were falling asleep for a while. So I think God is reawakening his people once again, and he really does need us to do it. You know, we are the ones that are going to have to go out there and to bring the people to the Lord with, I just see such sadness and such detachment from anything spiritual, especially with some of our younger people. They're chasing after the wrong things. You know, all of the stuff that's going on the internet, the social media, it's not godly. You know, they're searching, and they're looking for something, and they get involved in the New Age movement, and that's not fulfilling. There is only one place where you can be fulfilled and be happy, and that's with Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit leads to all holiness. It's even in his name. He is the Holy Spirit. So, again, I do see a revival happening in Philadelphia. I've seen things now more than ever that we need it, and I see the Holy Spirit moving. Like I said, we had 5 healing masses in 1 week. That has never happened. God's getting us ready for something here in Philadelphia that's going to be very big.
That's what Kathleen McCarthy has received in prayer. Get ready. It's going to be very, very big.
That's right.
And I believe it's the revival of the Holy Spirit in the all the homes, all the people who feel forsaken today, who are in hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, all the anger and rage. The Lord wants a revival of the Holy Spirit, not only in our church, but our homes, our families, and our own personal lives in a powerful way. And this is why people like you, Gloria Coyne, are so important in this configuration of how Jesus wants to move and groove through power and praise. And we see this. We saw it again. I keep bringing up the revival, you know, in Kentucky and in the Bronx and a whole many more colleges and universities and schools are going through this, but you're not hearing about it in social media, are we? It's proliferating all over the country, and we're not hearing about it because the media doesn't want us to hear about it.
Well, if you think about it, the beginning days of Charismatic Renewal, when it was at the Duquesne University, the students, and they went to the Ark and the Dove, at the time it was in the 60s. And the 60s at that time was, the abortion pill just came out, and it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And again, God the Father never abandons his children. So at that same time, with these students from Duquesne University, you know, taught by, ironically, the Holy Ghost Fathers, they ended up having these experiences that they couldn't even explain, and that was the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And from that, it became a worldwide movement. And from that, we have now Charis, which is under the in the Vatican for family and dicastery for family and life. So Pope Francis launched that in 2019, and he wants every person in the world to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So, again, I can't tell you how powerful that is to say yes to the Lord. Let him use you. Let him use your gifts. Explore your gifts and talents. Learn what your spiritual gifts are. I had to go through that. I didn't know. I didn't. There were gifts that I had that I didn't recognize as gifts. So you have a whole soul-searching project ahead of you as well. Something you just think, oh, that's just what I do, is really a gift or a talent that the Lord is giving you to help others. You know, I've talked about supermarket ministry. I would be just shopping, and then somebody would come over and start telling me a story, and this happened frequently. So I decided, okay, Lord, that's how you're using me with these divine assignments. He's bringing people to me. And that's one of my charisms, is sometimes I pray with the people, and sometimes I pray for the people. So he'll use you exactly where he needs you to be, wherever that is. And I have to just say, too, you know, this is a time when parents are just agonizing over the fact that their children are going away to colleges and they're not being taught the faith, and as a matter of fact, they're being taught quite the opposite. So for the parents, you know, these prayers are powerful, to pray for your family, to pray for your children, to bring them back to the church. All of those that need healing, whatever level, emotional, spiritual, physical healing, you know, all of those things, financial healing. I don't want to forget financial healing. God can get you a job if you need a job. He can get you a new car if you need a new car. Whatever you need, the Lord is there to provide. So there are healings in many, many different levels, but you need to trust in the Lord to do that. And if you open up your heart to the Lord, he will lead you. He will guide you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
But this does not mean that every time you pray for something, you get it.
No, but what I've learned is that he gives it to you when you need it and how he wants to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sit there and you say, gee, Lord, you know, I want to win the lottery. Maybe that's not in his plans for you, but maybe you'll get a promotion on your job and that'll bring in additional revenue or income for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're praying and saying, Lord, I have these needs that need to be met, maybe the lottery isn't the answer, but he's got a way to figure out how to do what he needs to do for you. I've had people that have said, I need a new car. You know, maybe they're not praying for, like, the newest car in the world, but cars have been donated to them, which allows them to go to work. God provides. You know, God, he's just incredible. I've just seen so many miracles and prayers answered over the years. I have to say something, too, about our service committee. You know, I appreciate the fact that you said that I do all these things, but it's not really me. It's really all of the people that are involved in the Diocesan Service Committee and all of the people that are the leaders in the prayer groups. They really work so hard to put all these events together. These are such dedicated, loving people. We have one person, Catherine of Siena, Paul Hayes. He's done 62 Life in the Spirit seminars in the span of 50 years in his prayer group.
Wow.
That's incredible. We have a number of prayer groups that have been running for 50 years. We have a number that have been running for 45 years consistently. And when people in the parishes go to them, they know that they're there to pray for them for whatever the situation is. On our website at phillyspirit.com, I can't tell you all the prayer requests that we get on a daily basis, not just from Philadelphia, but from all over the world. Please pray for me for this. I need help with that. Can you pray for so-and-so who's having an operation? You know, all kinds of things happen in the world, and we need prayer at such a high level. And again, one of the great other gifts I've learned is not just speaking all the time to God, but being able to hear God speak back to me. So that was a great gift that I learned as well when I had gone through the baptism in the Holy Spirit. You have a relationship, and you learn to hear from the Holy Spirit. You turn over your decisions to the Holy Spirit. Big decisions and little decisions. And he's a spirit of truth, so he always tells you the truth. You know, and it's been a blessing for me. I haven't been trained into do any of the things that I've been doing now. But it's all because of the Holy Spirit, and he's been leading and guiding me through this whole time.
Well, Gloria, It has been such a pleasure to have you on the air, but I have to ask you to pray for our listeners in a very special way today. You have so many gifts, of which we could do 2 or 3 hours on many, many topics, but I would love you to open the power of the Holy Spirit to all of our listeners today who think they're tuning in by accident, or those who are faithful listeners. Pray for them now in their journey towards holiness.
Well, I think today is a special day again because it's the month of Mary, and it's the first day, and it's also the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. So I'd like to start out by invoking the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph today for this prayer. And there's a prayer that I say every day, basically, and it's a beautiful prayer. I'd like to share that with your listeners. Heavenly Father, I call on you right now in a special way. It is through your power that I was created. Every breath I take, every morning I wake, and every moment of every hour I live under your power. Father, I ask you now to touch me with that same power. For if you created me from nothing, you can certainly recreate me. Fill me with the healing power of your Spirit. Cast out anything that should not be in me. Mend what is broken. Root out any unproductive cells. Open any blocked arteries or veins. And rebuild any damaged areas. Remove all inflammation and cleanse any infection. Let the warmth of your healing love pass through my body to make new any unhealthy areas so that my body will function the way you created it to function. And Father, restore me to full health in mind, body, and spirit so I may serve you the rest of my life. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now, my husband and I pray that every day. Father Larry Hess.
Father Larry Hess.
Wrote
it's a beautiful prayer.
That's right. An old friend who passed into glory, he wrote that prayer. And hundreds of thousands of people, I believe, over all these years have experienced some form of healing through that prayer.
It's very powerful,
Father
yeah.
Father Larry Hess, that prayer touched Gloria's heart, it has touched our heart, and all of our listeners' hearts, and we pray that you intercede before God the Father for all those who are listening today. Beautiful prayer, Gloria.
Thank you. I also want to invite people to the next healing mass that we're going to be having in Delaware County on Friday, June 2nd. That's going to be at 7 p.m. Again, the Chester County Life in the Spirit, and we have the one in Montgomery County Life in the Spirit that we'll be doing over at Epiphany. So all the information on all the different events that we have will be going up on our website. The events are coming fast and furious, so we're getting them up as quickly as we can. And I also would like to invite your listeners, if they feel that they have any gifts or talents that they would like to contribute to helping us. We're all volunteers. We can certainly use your help in a variety of ways. If they'd be kind enough to just get in touch with us, info@PhillySpirit. And then we would like to use them again to help me continue to build up the kingdom.
Well, Gloria Queen, thank you today for sharing your time with us, and I pray that the Lord will bless you with his abundant graces, and I hope to see you soon. Thank you, Gloria, for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Ann, for inviting me, and thank you all your listeners, too, for listening today. We hope to see you soon at one of these events. God bless you.
God bless you, Gloria. Thank you. Well, my friend, I pray that you surrendered your life again to the Lord, or maybe for the first time, and that you will be able to even immerse yourself in the power of the Holy Spirit in the coming days. And until next week, my friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. Next week, we have Grace Marquet. We're going to be talking about the famous Richie Rome and how he influenced her life, and all of her amazing music. So, my friends, until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. God bless you.